I wrote Feed the Fire when I was going through a time of sort of pining over the artists who have inspired me throughout my life. I think probably all artists go through periods where they long to be considered a peer or long to be accepted in the group that had inspired them initially to become involved. And that's what I was going through. I'm very isolated, I'm very secluded, and I don't, you know, rub shoulders with a lot of people who do the same thing that I do. So it's difficult for me sometimes to feel encouraged and go on. But I definitely wanted to write a song to express just how much I really love music and how much those creators who came before me really affected my life.
So many powerful beings, so many people with life, imagination abounds here, there's wisdom and great insight. My ears are lucky to hear these glorious songs of inspiration and voices grafted from thunder, the power of life. I want to go back to the trees where my heart was born, and I was duly sworn to be alive.
Bye. About Phobos, why a song about a Martian moon?
There wasn't really a good reason why I chose Phobos as the subject of that song. Again, it's another song that was rooted in fantasy. It expressed how my love for fantasy, and you know, I have a friend in Phobos. It was just this celestial body that I chose to represent this other world that I like to go to. That's about it. That's the best reason I can give for that.
Who is by my immortal side? Who's the cloak when I need to hide? Who confirms my reality? Harbors my individuality. I can read hopes and dreams on the stars above.
Science and science fiction, mostly the latter. When I read, all I read is science fiction or fantasy. When I paint, I only paint science fiction / fantasy oriented subjects. Again, I'm not really sure where that came from in my life, other than the fact that it's a really good escape. It's really cool. And what I find so wonderful about science fiction is that I think science fiction writers, it's what sort of spurs technology. You know, everything that a human being can conceive and write down on a piece of paper, I believe we can create. We can actually manifest it physically. I think that's a very powerful force.
Do you still find time to paint? And if so, what subjects are you tackling lately?
I try to find time to paint these days, but it's really difficult. If I paint once every 2 months, I'm lucky. It's if I had more time in my hands, I would really do it all the time. I really lament the fact that I don't do it more, because I'm a self-taught painter, which means that the more I do it, the better I'm going to get. I never took lessons, so I really need to practice. I really need to do it a lot to get it right. My latest painting was of a gargoyle. It was sort of a whitish-looking gargoyle who lives on a deserted cliff in the middle of an ocean. I painted that specifically for a catalog that is being released, wherein two of my paintings will be for, not the paintings, but the lithographs will be for sale to the public, and that's happening pretty shortly.
Weren't Meant for Cowards from War Paint by Happy Roads. 106.2 is WCR, and I'm Phil James with Happy and her music. You've said in previous interviews that you are a supporter of animal rights. Are you a vegetarian? And have you ever touched upon the subject of animal rights in any of your songs?
I am a firm believer in animal rights. Although in saying that, I'm not as strict a vegetarian as I probably should be. I'm a little hypocritical when it comes to that. I try very hard, but it's something I struggle with on a daily basis. I have to keep reminding myself, in other words, because it's difficult in this society. It can be difficult, I think. Some might say that it's getting easier, though, with all of the vegetarian cuisine that's available now, and cookbooks and whatnot. But I am a staunch supporter of that. And I have touched upon that in a few of my songs. One that comes to mind would be Murder off of War Paint, wherein I talk about basically the whole song is geared more toward the murder of animals as opposed to the murder of human beings, but I left it kind of open and vague because I don't necessarily believe murdering humans is any better, so I kind of left that open.
I believe that we are good. I believe that we are good. In my heart, there's no evil. So tell me why torture is alive and well, and death is all too common in our worlds. At the hands of human.
Another track from Warpaint, In Hiding, probably my favourite of all your songs. Tell me about it. Is it Music Is My Mask song?
In Hiding is probably one of the most important songs that I could have written for the time. And it does illustrate this irony in my life, which is that I'm a very sort of, I won't say reclusive, but I'm a very solitary sort of person. I don't do many social engagements, and I like to keep to myself. I'm very private. And the irony is that in my music, I show more of myself than most people show in social gatherings. I'm extremely open. I really bare my soul to everybody. So there's this very strange dichotomy going on. These two songs, The Flight and He Will Come, it's really interesting to me because I wrote them and released them on that album right before Bram Stoker's Dracula came out. And I had no knowledge of that, you know, before. And so I thought it was kind of good timing. The songs are obviously about vampirism, and I however, wrote the two. I wrote them as a diptych, like go together. And I wanted to throw in that strong romantic element. There is an oddly romantic element to the Dracula story. I'm not really sure why, but it is nonetheless, and that's why it's really funny. I hadn't at that point read a single Anne Rice novel in my life, but when that album came out, I got so many letters from people asking me if I was an Anne Rice fan, and I thought, well, why is everybody asking me this? I can't figure that out. So I checked into it, and I I found out why. Writing music happens in all different ways for me. Sometimes I can feel something coming on. Sometimes I can hear music in my head. Usually it's when I'm in the shower. And other times it might be just a vocal phrase, not even a musical vocal phrase, just a lyric that I think is very catchy, and that will inspire me to write a song. But basically, most of the time, I sit down at the keyboard and that's just when I have time to songwrite. When I know that's what I'm going to do, I sit down at the keyboard and it just comes. Whether I think I have any preconceived ideas or notions to begin with or not, it just seems to come anyway. So basically every time I sit down to write something, I'm able to write something, and that's a really good thing. I'm very grateful for that.
Has writing become easier now than it was when you first started?
In a way, writing for me has become a little easier, only because of the technology that I'm afforded. When I first started writing, all I had was an acoustic guitar, and that is my main instrument. That is the instrument that I play best. But I find it very limiting for me personally for writing songs, only because I am inspired by works that have nothing to do with the acoustic guitar, mostly. It would be rare that I would go out and buy an album, for example, that was very folk-oriented, that was just you know, acoustic guitar as orchestration and voice. That doesn't really hold my attention for very long. So it's difficult for me to write on the acoustic guitar now. And through the years, as I got more and more equipment, it afforded me greater ease to write the kind of music that I want to write. In terms of material and coming up with the actual song, I don't think it's any easier now than it ever was.